Yeah, you know, turtle, girdle, you know.
Alrighty. Yeah, the animal with the white stripes is going to be back. It smells every day.
That's a skunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Polecat. Polecat and a skunk's the same thing. It's a skunk, I guess, if you see it, and a polecat if you smell it, you know. Damn, I smell a polecat. I doubt if a lot of people know what you meant when you, if you said a polecat now, though. But it used to, you know, we'd go through a holler. You know, riding somewhere in a car, and somebody would have probably an hour before us run over a polecat, you know, or a skunk. And my daddy rolled it, went up, damn, smell that polecat, you know. Yeah, that wouldn't be too good. Dead polecat in the middle of the road, stinking to high heaven. Lou Don Wainwright.
You ever heard that called a wood kitty?
Nah.
You ever think around here called a civet cat?
A civet cat?
A civet cat.
Oh, no.
Like a animals that would be bad about raiding the farmer's hen roost, killing his chickens.
Fox, bobcat, one or the other.
What about a general term for animals like that? Say, I'm going to give me a shotgun and take care of those.
Moochers. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Would varmints do that?
Yeah, varmints.
Would people say that?
Yeah, maybe, you know, in some instances, yeah. I could be a varmint, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know. Some people varmint when they get sick. Get sick enough to varmint, you know.
Okay, we were, what about different types of squirrels around here?
Well, there's a gray squirrel, a fox squirrel, and a flying squirrel. And, well, that's about it, you know.
Is the red squirrel different?
Well, the fox squirrel is the red squirrel.
Yeah.
I mean, in some instances, they're, you know, a little bit bigger. They seem to have bigger bone structure, but as far as being more delicious or anything like that, they're not, you know, it's just a different variety. And the flying squirrels are cute, but I hadn't seen any since I was 12. Well, about two or three times in my life is the only times I've ever seen flying squirrels. Not a bunch of them. I don't know, you know, it's kind of a bastard bunch or something. I mean, I don't know what the deal is.
Right. Have you ever heard of a squirrel called a boomer?
Nah.
Okay.
A boomer's when you kick the football, you know, for 60 yards or something like that. You know? Yeah.
You have a thing around here, kind of like a squirrel, but smaller. It stays on the ground most of the time. Doesn't have a big bushy tail.
You know, like a chipmunk?
Sure.
Nah, not really. Don't have many chipmunks.
Okay. What are some of the common freshwater fish people go fishing for
around here? Catfish, bass, brim, perch. Most people don't go fishing for perch. They just usually wind up catching them, you know, nothing else biting. That's about it around here, you know. There's not many trout. You got to get into Arkansas to get into the trout, really. The White River over there. So it's catfish, and there's a channel cat, which is different from a regular cat. Sort of like the red fox, the red squirrel, you know, and the gray squirrel.
Okay. What about these things people talk about eating on a half shell?
Oysters.
Right.
Oysters. People who say crystal chandelier would also say oysters, you know, but it's oysters.
And these little fantail animals also come from the ocean.
What do you mean, shrimp?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. You would say one shrimp, two.
Shrimp.
Okay. These animals that you hear around water making a croaking noise.
Frogs, bullfrogs.
Around water?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about ones around stale dry land mostly?
Well, it's just a frog. There's a rain frog and a tree frog and a frog, you know.
What's a rain frog?
Well, rain frog and tree frog is probably about the same thing, but I don't know why. Sometimes after a heavy rain, you know, there'd be a little bitty frog up against a tree, you know. Rack, 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 you know, rack, rack, you know.
Did you ever say toad frog?
Yeah, toad frog. There's a difference, I know, in a toad and a frog, but toad frog, that's what we used to call them when I was a kid, you know.
Talking about people going fishing, if they're going to use live bait, what would they use?
Worms or minnows. Minnows.